Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined by phone by President Smart, who is working from home like the vast number of university employees right now. Welcome back to the program, Cliff.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. I have to ask, are you going stir crazy yet?
Feels a little like being under house arrest, but managing so far. Got to go on campus this last week to do the virtual Fountain Day, and I can't tell you how much fun it was to be outside back on campus.
I bet. Yeah, that was fun to watch. This month, we're talking about how the pandemic is going to affect the university, both financially and how that plays out in class instruction. In an online post, you said this week in your Cliff Notes that the university is beginning to look to make cuts to help bridge a substantial budget gap due to a reduction in revenue. And I'd like to first just begin by having you summarize what type of revenue drop are we looking at and where is that coming from?
Yeah, so for the budget year that we're in, that ends June 30th, and so we call that fiscal year 20 budget, we're probably down somewhere north of $15 million for this budget year. And so, for example, that's the $7.6 million withholding of state appropriations. It's about 8.5% of the money we get from the state is being withheld. There may be more coming on top of that. And then we refunded about $4.5 million of housing and dining plans for students that could no longer utilize those when campus moved essentially online. And then we've had other loss of income. We'll lose lots of summer income in terms of rentals, camps, shows that won't happen. So, challenging times as we work to through both our operating and auxiliary budgets with significantly less money.
Yeah, in that same online post, you mentioned that several difficult decisions lie ahead as the university moves forward with its fiscal year 2021 budget. Tell me now, if you can, about how the university is looking to bridge that gap. What cuts in terms of programs and perhaps even furloughs or looking ahead towards staffing issues?
So we're really focusing on the year that we're in now, right? And so if on the operating budget side we're $10 million in the hole, for example, we're working on spending less money than we had budgeted to spend so that we narrow that gap. And so we have a hiring freeze and we're trying to hold open positions. We are using less student and part-time workers. We have 109 employees now in a category that pays them two-thirds of their pay, but sends them home without work. That helps us accumulate money. We've stopped 133 campus maintenance and repair projects. We've canceled all events and travel through June. We've closed all but five campus buildings to decrease utility costs. We've restructured our faculty pay for summer to help make up that $900,000 hole that we expected to see there. Our executive team is taking a pay reduction for May and June. And so we're doing everything we can to try to preserve assets so that the hole we feel is smaller. And so if we can, fill that hole with $4 million of reserves instead of $8 million of reserves, then we'll be in a better position to start the next year, which begins July 1st.
And
intentionally not laid people off. I mean, we have not laid a single person off as a result of the virus. And we've committed to do that through May 31 until we get a better sense of what the fall is going to look like.
Registration is open right now for summer school. The university is moving ahead with summer school, but only online, right?
Correct. I mean, other than kind of one-on-one or small group kind of research activities, for example, that I presume we'll be able to restart, all of our regular classes will be online, and registration is open for that. It's been a little slow. I think a part of that is, lots of people have lost their jobs, and so the ability to pay, I'm sure, is in play. The uncertainty of what the pandemic's going to look like in Springfield over the summer or other places, and the resulting other commitments from that. And so we'll be marketing summer school options. We will have a tremendous program this summer taught by our best online teachers. And we hope with time that we have a robust enrollment of that. I mean, if in fact you're not able to go back to work, it's a great time to work on completing a credential.
We will look forward to staying on top of that and hearing more as we go forward. Cliff Smart, president of Missouri State University, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer.